I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On today's show, we're going to end the feud between Kevin Durant and some other less famous guy.
Let's go. Roll the intro.
All right, all right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony.
Yo.
Huge show today. You know, we're going to tell you how Damian Lillard is crushing every NBA star. That's called a tease. It's called a tease, people. And we'll also tell you why people are rightly upset about the NBA draft. That's called a double tease. Anyway,
first off,
though, a huge announcement here. We just received a proposal from YouTube. Yep. They apparently would like to make us, quote, partners.
Of course.
And, you know, Tony, this just shows the power of our brand, you know, that a company like YouTube is begging to get into business with us.
Yep. Well, as they say, if you can't beat them, well, then you're a loser.
They do say that. Anyway, you know, so we're going to decide if we want to accept this proposal. Probably not. But anyway, on today's show, as we told you up top, there's a certain member of the media in what you'd call a brouhaha with Kevin Durant. You know, a war of words is going on between them.
Yeah, so sad.
People are asking us, they're coming up to us and asking, hey, what side are you on in all this?
What side?
Our answer, none.
Exactly.
They're both wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, as we say on the show, we need to stop embracing debate and start erasing debate.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to try and, you know, get them together here, kind of end this.
Yep,
and,
the right thing to do.
We did invite KD on the show, but he respectfully ignored our request.
Yep.
But we did get the other guy, no surprise there, FS1's Jason McIntyre. And we're going to try to put this feud to bed, aren't we, Tony?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to bend the fences here.
Exactly. But before that, it's time to address another situation, your financial situation. And that's why it's time for a message from our good friends at Bank of America. Do you put your money in banks other than Bank of America? Well, then you're a traitor to your country.
Yeah, it's called Bank of America. How much more do you need to know?
Stop betraying your government and start investing wisely. And there's a special deal for our audience. Open an account now. Use the promo code Fusco and receive $10 cash back for every deposit over $100,000. Offer only valid in Western Idaho. Bank of America.
There you go. Another check in the mail.
Yeah. And now that we got that out of the way, it's time to get into our top story.
Top story.
right, first out the gate, if you've been following the sports headlines, you know one of the top stories has been Damian Lillard potential trade talk. And now recent reports seem to indicate that Lillard will continue to stay in Portland, where he's been for about 19 seasons now. Well, Tony, when you break it down, this is the smart decision here, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, most NBA stars seek to dominate in May and June, but Damian Lillard has been all out dominating July. When July rolls around, he starts racking up more Bleacher Report headlines than any other NBA player. So he should definitely stay in Portland, where he can continue this historic offseason domination.
Great point, Tony. And that leads to another big topic out of the NBA. Controversy still swirling around the NBA draft. FanDuel insider Shams Charania tweeted right before the draft that Scoot Henderson was, quote, gaining serious momentum at number two with the Hornets. But then the Hornets wound up taking Brandon Miller, causing people to be furious about getting this, you know, wishy-washy reporting from an insider who works for a betting company. Yeah, you know. And, you know, people, I don't know how to say this more clearly. Why the hell were you trusting a guy named Shams? Tony, I mean, these people, they don't have a leg to stand on, do they?
No. I mean, let's say someone was giving you financial advice and was asking you to invest with him. And then you found out his name was Joe Ponzi. Would you trust him? I don't think so.
Terrific point, Tony. I mean, let's just say, you know, for example, you went to go see a doctor and her name was Mallory Practice.
Oh,
I'd be running out the door.
Forget about it.
Anyway, let's move on. The site Awful Announcing posted this article, a blog post. You know, it's tough to tell. Who knows on that
site?
Yeah, I can't tell. Let's just call it an article. Well, they detailed how Gen Z is, quote, killing sports journalism. And they're killing companies like The Athletic because, you know, Gen Z is not interested in reading articles about sporting events that took place the night before, sometimes 2 weeks earlier. And, Tony, this is just so troubling, isn't it?
Very troubling. You know, kids these days want this instant feedback and gratification. They need to learn that sometimes the most enjoyment you can get out of a game is when you read about it about 1 or 2 weeks after it happened.
Yep.
Like, you know how the Braves beat the Rockies 14-6 back on June 17th?
Of course.
I watched the highlights, but it wasn't until I read a 1,500-word recap of it in The Athletic with no pictures or video to distract me that I could truly appreciate what a slugfest that game actually was.
So beautifully said, Tony. And now let's move to the sport of golf, where a new report says PGA Tour players are now ready to support the merger with the LIV Tour.
And Tony, so
this continues to be just so shameful. You know, personally, I hope this whole deal somehow crumbles because it's just pathetic to see the PGA Tour take money from a corrupt country like Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. You know, it's shameful to see such a proud organization like the PGA Tour compromise their morality like this.
So true. And just quick, we got to get a word in from our newest sponsor, All Natural Leben Yogurt, Libya's most popular brand of yogurt, beloved by his great leader, Muammar Gaddafi. You're guaranteed to love it too. Leben Yogurt.
What a great company.
Oh, hold on, Tony. This just came through. We have breaking news. Hit the sound.
Wow, what do we got?
Breaking news.
This report just in on a recent episode of Sports Take with Rob Ellis and Derek Gunn. For people outside the Philly area, it's a local show that we regularly crush in the ratings, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham just said that the Chiefs were lucky that the field was so wet during the Super Bowl and the turf was too slippery. So there we
go.
That means it's time we are now officially reopening our inquiry into the Super Bowl in the scandal we've called Over Watergate.
Over Watergate, the Super Bowl cover-up.
Tony, your instant reaction to this breaking news.
We all know the result of the Super Bowl was already in doubt due to several terrible holding calls and the fact that the better team lost. So don't be surprised if Roger Goodell steps in and declares the Super Bowl a no contest or makes the Eagles the outright winners.
Yup, and just as a refresher, you all know, we started a very successful petition on change.org to overturn the Super Bowl. Let's just check in with our producer, Jay. Jay, tell us, what is the current total of signatures we have?
214.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
214,000. Wow.
The people have truly spoken.
No, no, no.
Wait, what?
No, no, no.
What?
It's not 214,000. It's 214. That's it. No one really cares.
Yeah, well, nobody cares is your life story, bro.
Yeah.
So just shut up.
Yeah. Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Who asked you?
Yeah. Anyway, you know what? Let's just move on because I see our guest coming on the line. So let's go ahead and bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Okay, this guy, you know, co-hosts The Herd with Colin Cowherd, has a podcast, Straight Fire, on iHeartRadio. All right, we got your plugs in there, McIntyre, because we're professionals. That's what we do.
That's how it's done.
But before we get into this war of words that you got going with Kevin Durant, you told our booker that you have a hard out in 15 minutes. Just for the record, don't worry. You'll be lucky if you'll make it that long, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. By the way, where do you have to go?
Yeah, where are you going?
You're going to go wash Colin Coward's car? Is that where you're going?
I got to take his luggage to the airport, actually. So
yeah, exactly.
See, we called it. I called it. Yep. Anyway, all right. Yep. We're going to break down what happened here between you and KD. And what we're going to do is we're going to try and end this beef you got going on.
Yep, that's what we do.
You know, people ask us, what side are we taking in all this? We think you both look like fools here, for the record. All right. But as we say on the show, instead of embracing debate, we want to erase debate.
Get along. Okay.
All right, so let's just recap for the audience who isn't following. This whole thing started when you saw KD went into a Twitter Spaces chat called KD is not a top five player and started beefing with people there. Then you went on your podcast and you said that Kevin Durant, quote, needs to get a life. So that begs the question, how the hell did KD hear your take? Because no offense, there's no way in hell he listens to your podcast.
No shot.
Well, let's back up a little bit. First of all, I'm just asking you straight up question. If someone came out and said your podcast was not top five and they did a Twitter Spaces, would you jump in and debate those numbnuts?
Well, that's what we call a false hypothetical. There is no way in any reality
that would never happen.
So I don't even know how to respond to such a terrible idea.
I think that's the way Kevin Durant saw it. How the hell are these idiots? Who are these jabronis saying I'm not a top five player in the league? So he goes in and yells at them for like, I don't know, in 45 seconds, 90 seconds, goes in there, squabbles with them, says his piece, and then peaces out. Doesn't even say bye. Just click, you know, like your girl did when you would call her and you're trying to make it happen.
All right, we don't need the analogy. Look, but, you know, look in the mirror. Turn the mirror on yourself.
Yeah.
You're the one saying KD needs to get a life. And he shouldn't be attacking people online. But hold on. Aren't you doing the same thing? Aren't you the guy who needs to get a life?
I'm not attacking him. How is this get a life? How is that attacking? You tell that to people all the time on this podcast. Are you attacking
them? No, we never ever told anyone get a life.
We've never actually said that because our takes are much more nuanced than that.
Yes.
You know, you're telling me Get a Life was like a put down and an attack.
No, it's a great show with Chris Elliott, but that's beside the point. No, we would never. Never.
You know, a lot of great people spend their time tweeting. I mean, look at Elon Musk, one of the top five rich guys in the world. He's tweeting all the time. Do you tell him to get a life?
I would. I should tell Elon Musk to get a life. By the way, you know, I could understand if Kevin Durant got upset if I said some stuff like what Jordan Poole said about Draymond Green. I'm sure you heard, right?
Yeah, so?
Jordan Poole went to
Michigan. Those are two NBA players.
Yeah.
We're talking about one NBA player and a guy who plays in the rec league at the YMCA on the weekends.
I mean, I might as well be an NBA player. I play in a men's league out here in California. We won the title 2 years ago.
We
lost
this guy's delusional.
Who's we?
You're beefing with KD. You think you play in the NBA.
You got Jim Jackson on the podcast, right? He knows I'm close to getting a 10-day in the league.
Oh, this guy.
All right.
Mr. Ha-Ha Factory.
Yeah,
the Laugh Factory. Yeah.
You need 10 days in a mental ward.
Yeah.
Jiminy Christmas.
So how did he hear the podcast? You never. Why are you deflecting? How did he hear the podcast? Did you send him a link?
Well, I mean, he heard the podcast because, you know, Straight Fire's kind of blowing up, my guy. Straight Fire's been around for 3 years. The numbers have crept up. The money's creeping up. The downloads are creeping up. People like the fire. I know some people can't handle the fire. soft Philadelphia Eagles fans maybe can't handle
it. It just
fire.
Sounds like your PR person sent him a link, but okay, yep. We're reading between
no,
the lines.
No PR, all right, look,
let's get to the more interesting point of the story that you're not letting us get to. All right, so you go and you say that. Kevin Durant, he goes and writes you back. He sends you what they call a DM, right? And he writes, you're such a clown. You don't even like sports. You look like a drama major. What
yeah,
were
that,
your
that hurt.
What were
yeah.
your thoughts when you read that mostly accurate message?
Well, that cut deep. A drama sure. major? You think I'm a drama major? Like, I've taken zero acting classes in my life. Maybe I need one. But that hurt. You know, I felt like I look like an athlete. You know, I work out. I got the gun show on my Instagram.
Dear God.
I don't look like a drama major. This guy thinks he plays in the NBA
and he's a bodybuilder.
I'm dying here, please.
So, but the bottom line is, KD, you know, slow played it. And then when I respond, I hit him deep. I said, bro, will Michael Jordan jump in the comment section? My guy, you think you're a top 15 player all time?
See, this is where I don't quite get your thinking here. You do realize that Michael Jordan played in the 1990s
yeah.
when there was no such thing as
there was
a
no
comment
Twitter.
Section.
Yeah.
Do you understand how time works?
When people say LeBron is the GOAT, Michael Jordan doesn't jump in and say, I want defensive player of the year, blah, blah, blah. He doesn't do that. It's Michael Jordan. His resume speaks for itself, just like Kevin Durant. KD is so insecure. So I wrote him back and I said, Jordan doesn't do that. And that's when he called me a pussy.
You're the one calling him insecure. Meanwhile, you've been talking about your biceps every 2 minutes on this podcast. But okay. You brought up the most interesting point of the story. He called you the P word. You know, you said it. Just to be clear, it rhymes with wussy,
yeah.
which, you know, would have been applicable as well.
Yeah.
When he called you that, what was your feeling then when he said something so hurtful and also kind of accurate, too?
I just went and cowered in the corner. I just was like, I had to call family members. I'm like, what do I do? Kevin Durant's making fun of me. You know, I got a little choked up. It was a tough moment for me.
All right, hold on. He also called you a broke boy. Broke boy.
Yeah,
what do you think he means by that?
I thought he was trying to type blog boy because I used to have a blog, but blogs are like last decade or something. And I guess he means I'm broke, that I'm on podcasts, I'm on a TV show, I'm getting on podcasts like this, that I guess I'm broke.
How much money are you making?
Yeah, how much
per
money
year?
Do you have?
Tell us.
I'm doing all right. Financially, this has probably been one of the most successful year of my life.
So what is that, 50K?
Yeah, 50 mil,
a little
50K.
Bit, a little bit higher, but it's been a great year. And who
okay,
knows?
So he was, so Kevin Durant was right. Okay.
Yeah, I think Kevin,
so Kevin Durant was right. I'm broke as a joke. That is it.
There you go. Right. Now, hold on. So, all right, so he comes out. He calls you the P word. He calls you all these names. Now, how are you planning to respond to KD? You know, because before we get care, we don't want you to come back, you know, and say things like, you know, eat my d- ring chasing bag. That would be wrong.
Yeah,
right?
That would be wrong to do that. Don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah,
you
don't
know
say something like,
wrong?
You know, bite my dick, you lanky
yeah.
ring chasing
piece of
brains.
Yeah, don't
that's
do
what
it.
You're tending to do.
Yeah.
What
don't
is going to be your
even
response?
Worse? This is worse than eat my dick. I took a screen grab of the New York Times article that said Jason McIntyre sold a website for seven figures, and I sent it to him.
You don't, dude. You think,
KD is impressed with seven figures? He sneezes and makes seven figures.
I mean, just to let him know I'm not broke. So I said that to him, and I think KD's reply was, who is this loser? I am wasting my time. And he didn't respond.
Yeah.
He goes to me since.
He finally had some seven figures, but there was a decimal point in or after the fifth one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So unfortunate.
We get, you know, you're kind of flummoxed here, you know. We can tell this has hit a nerve for you. You're probably not sleeping well at night. So what we want to do is we want to heal the rift here.
Yeah, we got to heal
the
wounds here.
Maybe you and KD can find common ground because you're a troll. You attack other people. And that's what KD is good at, too. So don't you think you can maybe find common ground in the fact that you're both annoying trolls who spend way too much time online?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to do what Kyrie Irving did. Did you see he invited that guy who rates pizzas to play him one-on-one?
No.
Some jabroni from some website. I'm going to tell Kevin Durant, I will play you in horse, and you got to shoot left-handed, and I will play you in horse, and I will take back everything I said, and I will never criticize you again if you beat me. How's that?
That's a terrible idea.
What are you doing?
Look at the ego on this guy, Tony.
Unbelievable.
He thinks he can, beat Kevin Durant in a game of basketball. You couldn't beat an actual horse in a game of horse. In
exactly.
Fact, you know what you can do is you can jump on a horse,
yep, ride and off ride into off the into the sunset.
Get off the show.
Get off the
That's
show. You're
going.
Done.
Get out
you're
here.
Off
you're
the
off
show.
The show.
Ride a horse.
Here.
Right off the
yeah.
show.
Kevin Durant was
you
right.
got a hard out. Hard out. Off the show. Here. Out
you
the door.
Hard out.
Off
Here's
the show.
Buddy.
Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, apologies to Kevin Durant. I'm starting to take his side here. He was right about everything there.
Yeah. I'm on KD's side here. He was right, especially about the P word part, too.
Totally. Anyway, let's not let that ruin what was otherwise just a terrific show. Of
Absolutely.
Course, we want to thank our sponsors, Bank of America.
Yeah, thank
and,
you.
Whoa, hold on.
Oh, you kidding me?
It's someone who truly encapsulates what the P word is all about.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Corrections.
What?
What? Go.
First, you said Damian Lillard has been with the Blazers for 19 seasons.
Yeah, around there.
Yeah, totally.
He was drafted in 2012. He's been there for 11 seasons. So it's not even close.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what is close? Your imminent death.
Yeah, you're going to be a Blazer after I light you on fire. Yeah,
oh, good
you're
one,
done.
Donnie.
Thank you. That's it. We're done.
No more. No.
What?
No.
What?
You called the NBA insider Shams Charania?
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah, bro.
It's not Shams. It's Shams. If you're covering sports, you should probably know how to say his name correctly.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to get Sham bullets and shoot you.
Yeah, and if there's one thing we're going to be covering, it's your dead body with cement. Yeah,
oh,
you're
good
done.
Good one, Tony.
Let's get out of here. No, more.
No.
What?
Last one.
Go.
For the record, you said the Braves beat the Rockies 14-6 on June 17th.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, what?
Well, the game was actually on June 18th. But we all know accuracy isn't your thing.
Oh, yeah? Well, don't worry. Accuracy will be my thing when I throw an axe at you.
Yeah. Then after that, I'm going to take you to the Rockies and throw you off a cliff. Yeah.
Oh.
He's done.
Yeah.
Look at him. Look at
Rocky
him. Holy shit.
Tony, but not
yeah,
for us, because
exactly.
good news. This just came through. Next week, booked on the show, Super Bowl hero, Eagles legend, Nick Foles.
Wow,
can't
huge.
Wait for that. Now,
yep,
don't forget, in the meantime, follow us on TikTok, subscribe on YouTube. Clearly, they're desperate for their views.
Yep, they need us over there.
To us, help them
yep.
out. And, you know, don't forget to listen to our back episodes on Fox Sports Radio. Just continue to drive up our ad money. And, Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.